اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi and we're joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, brother Mahdi. And assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program. I'm really glad to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of different interesting parts. First, we're going to talk about a Quran reciter. And then we're going to listen to a recitation by that reciter preceded by its English translation. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So stay tuned. Today we're going to listen to a recitation by Brother Karim Mansouri. He was born in 1968 in Abadan, Islamic Republic of Iran. At the age of 12, he started to learn the recitation of the Noble Quran professionally, and in a short time, he became a very good reciter. Some of his recitation masters were Sayyid Saleh, Garusi, Rekabi, and Abdullah Zadeh. He also learned Tajweed under the care of Master Khuddam Hosseini, Master Arbabi, and Master Musavi. When he got 12, he took part in domestic Quran recitation competitions and managed to be among the top three. In 1990, he experienced his first participation in international Quran competition recitations in Malaysia, where he ranked second. He also ranked second in the international Quran competition in Saudi Arabia in 1992. And when he got back to Iran, he, along with Mr. Parhizgar, visited the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei. And Ayatollah Khamenei advised him to memorize the Noble Quran completely, and he did so within 11 months. In 1997, he ranked first in the Islamic Republic of Iran's Holy Quran recitation competition. His voice and style is very similar to the recitations of the late Abdul Basit. Now let's listen to the recitation of verses 31 to 35 of Surah Al-Qaf, recited by Brother Karim Mansouri, preceded by its English translation. Let's enjoy it.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. And paradise will be brought near to those who fear and love Allah, not far off. This is what you were promised for those oft returning in sincere repentance and those who preserve their covenant with Allah, who feared the Most Beneficent in the unseen and brought a heart turned in repentance. Enter therein in peace and security. This is a day of eternal life. There they will have all that they desire, and we have more.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد.
وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد هذا ما توعدون لكل أواب حفيظ
Dear audience, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 31 to 35 of Surah Al-Qaf, recited by Brother Karim Mansouri. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before we begin talking about the Tajweed, these verses are very beautiful. They're about the people who go to heaven, the people who enter paradise. Entirely, these verses were recited. They were about the people of paradise. And this is why this recitation was so beautiful. We didn't have anything about those who go to hell or those who disobey Allah. It was all about the muttaqeen.
وأزلفت
الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد. Yes, the pious, the God-weary. And another thing that I'd like to mention is the style of Brother Karim Mansouri. His voice, the nature of his voice, is very similar to Abdul Basit, but his style is entirely different in this recitation. Sheikh Abdul Basit, yes. Sheikh Abdul Basit rarely uses Maqam Sika. And if he does so, not in this way that Brother Karim Mansouri used Maqam Sika. This is because Brother Karim Mansouri, he has developed his own style. He has knowledge of the Maqamat. He has listened to many, many reciters of the Quran reciting the Quran with different maqams, and he has grasped a general concept
of, maqamat.
Of the maqamat. This is how you develop your own style of recitation. You probably should begin with imitation, and afterwards, you develop your own style in this way, by learning the maqamat.
Okay? And grasping the gist.
The gist, the general concept of each maqam.
That's right.
And so we see that this recitation sounds similar to the style of Sheikh Mustafa Ismail, and it sounds similar to the style of Sheikh Muhammad Siddiq al-Minshawi, even though he is not necessarily
imitating
their style. It sounds like it because he's using these maqamat with a lot of variety and in different ways. Anyways, let's go on and talk about the tajweed.
Good idea.
وَأُزْلِفَتْ The zay here is sakin. We have to make sure that there is no qalqala.
Yes.
If we say وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةِ That's incorrect. وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةِ And the word الْجَنَّةِ The noon is mushaddad.
So we have to apply غُنَّة.
Yes, for two vowel counts. And because we're not stopping on this word, we have to say al-jannatu lil-muttaqina ghayra ba'id. So the ta'u ta'nith is pronounced because
like it's
just like Brother Kenny Mansour, he didn't stop on al-jannah. Lil-muttaqina, the qaf has tafkhim.
But at the lowest level.
Lowest level. Muttaqin, muttaqin. And you have to make sure that the ta of muttaqin is pronounced with tarqiq. The tafkhim of the qaf does not affect
ta.
The ta. If you say lil muttaqin, that's incorrect.
Muttaqin.
The lips spread and the mouth opens horizontally. هَذَا مَا تُوَعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيُّ.
Here we have a tanween.
We have a tanween.
So a rule of noon sakana appears.
That's right. And what is the rule?
Manifestation. Ilhar.
Yes, it's ilhar. Which means that the noon of the tanween has to be pronounced fully.
Completely.
Completely. Awabin hafiyul. We have the tawassut of the noon. Which
you
means that we have to observe
the
timing, the timing of the noon. And this is probably the only time where the noon sakina is pronounced by paying attention to the timing of the noon. Whenever noon has a haraka, of course, you have to observe the timing as well. But whenever it's sakin, the only time that you have to observe the timing is whenever you have ilhar of nun sakina. If you have, for example, ikhfa, there is no nun sakina, which is pronounced fully
yes.
for us to observe the timing. Or if you have idgham, there's no nun sakina.
And
iqlab, again, there is a mim sakina. There's no nun sakina.
That's right. Thank you, Brother Muhammad. And thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق.